Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the Labor government is in a strong position despite negative polling. The European Union to work on an anti-smuggling partnership with Tunisia, and the Matildas call for gender equality in football as the countdown begins to the FIFA Women's World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the Labor government is still in a strong position, despite a new poll showing support for the Labor Party is at its lowest level since the 2022 election. News poll published in The Australian shows the coalition has failed to benefit from the decline as voters swing to independents and minor parties. Labor's primary vote has fallen 2 points to 36%, its weakest result since it won office with a base support of 32.6%. While the coalition won the Fadden by-election over the weekend, support for the party nationally has fallen to 34%. Instead, voters are supporting the Greens and One Nation Party, both increasing by 1% in the poll. Cabinet Minister Tanya Plibersek has told Channel 7 the Labor government is more focused on cost of living relief.
Oh, well, polls jump around all the time and we don't take too much notice of them. It's still a very strong position for the government. We're 10 points ahead, two-party preferred. But as I say, our real focus is not the polling. It's actually dealing with the cost of living issues that you're talking about. That's why we've introduced cheaper childcare. It's why we've halved the cost of medicines. It's why we're making it easier to see a doctor, bulk bills using just your Medicare card instead of your credit card. It's why we support higher wages.
The Royal Commission into Defence and Veterans Suicide is set to resume public hearings after recent criticism of its investigation. The inquiry will sit in Adelaide over the next 2 weeks as it focuses on safe workplaces in the Defence Force. It will examine how aspects of military life such as leadership, postings and promotions, deployment and career management can impact on the mental health and well-being of Defence Force members and their families. Air Force Director General of Personnel, Karen Ashworth, says she doesn't agree that the Defence Force privileges personnel over the well-being of its members.
I think that people are the heart of our organisation. We recognise that we can't do our job without people. And therefore, we need our people to be supported and looked after as well as possible through the systems and processes we interact.
European leaders and Tunisia's president have announced progress in the building of closer economic and trade relations and measures to combat the smuggling of migrants across the Mediterranean. The leaders of Italy, the Netherlands and the European Commission have made their second visit to Tunisia in just over a month. The European Union will work with Tunisia on an anti-smuggling partnership and will increase coordination in search and rescue operations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says smugglers need to be stopped.
We need to crack down on criminal networks of smugglers and traffickers. They are exploiting human despair, and we have to break their reckless business model. And we agreed that we will cooperate on border management, anti-smuggling, return and addressing root causes in full respect of the international law. For this, we will make available more than 100 million euros of EU funding.
In Europe, people are being warned to prepare for the most intense heat wave of the summer and also one of the most intense of all time. Predictions of historic highs in the coming days has led to Italy's health ministry to sound a red alert for 16 cities, including Rome, Bologna and Florence. The Acropolis in Athens, one of Greece's top tourist attractions, closed for a third day running during the day's hottest hours. Greek meteorologist Giannis Kialanis explains why temperatures are so high.
Every year we experience a transfer of warm air in the southern part of Europe. We could experience 1, 2, 3, even 4 heat waves through the summer. There might be some slight changes, but we will experience heat waves every year, and they mostly come from North Africa, where climate change has played a role and will continue to play a role is in the number of heat waves we will experience.
In sport, there are calls for FIFA to honour its commitments to gender equality in football. If the 2023 Women's World Cup is to have a lasting impact on the sport, Dr. Michelle O'Shea of Western Sydney University says FIFA needs to commit in writing to a promise made earlier this year of equal prize money in the tournament by 2027. Prize money for the 2023 women's tournament will be a quarter of the amount offered at the men's tournament last year. Dr. O'Shea, a senior lecturer on gender and diversity in sport, says it's time for FIFA to take responsibility for achieving equality in the game.
This is a labour that our female footballers are always exerting on all matter of facets of their engagement in the game, and something their male peers and counterparts have never had to certainly do in the modern era. So, yeah, I think the time is now, and that they really need to pull the sort of game up to the level that it ought to be, and that's investment and that's prize money.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.